How many times in life have we let our dreams be crushed because we listen to the outside influences? We listen to that voice inside that says, you can't, you won't, poor you. Why should this happen to you? Yes, that's all true. But does it help serve who you want to become? No. So we have to fight that urge to find the blame. We have to fight the urge to be a victim. We have to fight the urge to not see what's wrong. And we have to be empowered to see what could go right. Welcome back to the Own Your Future podcast, behind the scenes edition. These come out every Thursday after a killer interview. I'd love to share some of the things I learned before or after, or just knowing the person. And I have such a good one for you today. I'm going to try to do this in less than 10 minutes. But again, I want to say thank you. Thank you for making this podcast the number one podcast in the world in this category. We're only about 10 or 11 weeks in. I'm so grateful, so honored. And thank you. Thank you. We're working really hard on these. We're not doing ads. We're doing this for you to deliver value at a time when people need it. I give you my commitment. I will continue to work my tail off to have the best guests, and I'll do my best to ask the right questions that you need the answers to go upstream and anchor in the success principles, the success habits, and what you need to take your business, your life, your income, your passion to a whole nother level. And if you're loving this podcast, then why not share it? Like, subscribe, follow, leave a message if you like, and then share it with a friend. Okay, our last podcast was with Mr. Jesse Ecker. Might have been the first time you met him. Oh my God, that podcast is on fire right now. If you didn't listen to it, you need to go right now. Find it, listen to it. It was the prior podcast. We talked about so many things. He talked about a culture of progress. We talked about a culture of looking for solutions and looking for the good in things, and lots of stuff that led to an amazing marketing conversation, and how to market in today's shifting world, and how to fall in love with your clients, and how to be successful in all areas of your life. But there was one thing that really stood out. Jesse has two children, Jordan and Brooklyn. Brooklyn, upon being born, either right as or before, had a stroke. And when she came out, the left side of her body was paralyzed from the stroke. And he said it was a pretty serious stroke, I guess a 7 out of 10. And the doctors told him she most likely will never talk or walk. And now I share that. That was very personal. I'm glad he shared it. I wouldn't be telling you this right now. But that changes a man, changes a woman. His wife, Janet, it changes who you are. Now, it changes you in two fundamental ways. I want you to hear this. You could say, why me? Why her? Why Brooklyn? She's this beautiful little girl. Why'd she have to deal with this? Why was this burden put upon us? Why was this burden put upon her? And God, she won't walk, and she won't talk, and she'll miss out on everything. Of course, as a parent, I'm a parent of four. My heart goes out in the biggest way. But they decided as a couple to focus on what they could control, to do a 1% improvement a year, to not look at the statistics, to focus on what they have, not what they lost, to focus on opportunity, not obstacles. And if you saw them around this beautiful little girl, which I've been blessed to see, you see a girl that's not supposed to talk and she's on her way, a girl that's not supposed to walk. And he sent me a video just a week ago of her walking in their kitchen. I had tears coming down my face. Because they focused on the solution. They focused on what's possible. They didn't listen to the inner voice, the self-doubt, the imposter syndrome. They didn't listen to what the doctor said or the statistics. How many times in life have we let our dreams be crushed because we listen to the outside influences? We listen to that voice inside that says, you can't, you won't, poor you. Why should this happen to you? Yes, that's all true. But does it help serve who you want to become? No. So we have to fight that urge to find the blame. We have to fight the urge to be a victim. We have to fight the urge to not see what's wrong. And we have to be empowered to see what could go right. Here's what I know. Focusing on all the things that could go right doesn't necessarily mean you'll get everything you hope for. But focusing on what's wrong is guaranteed to keep you exactly where you are. What an amazing lesson. You know, he grew up, his dad was T. Harv Eker. He grew up in personal development. Thank goodness. It made him prepared to handle something like that. And now watching him be the leader that he is, the team that he has created and the marketing that he is empowering is unbelievable. But it all starts with focusing on the right things. Now, I want to share this. Another big misleading, I don't know the right words to say. My whole point is most people think when you become successful, problems go away. Now, I've said this before, but I want to give you a 5 or 6 step process. Do not wish for less problems. You could go get a job at whatever age you are, become a lifeguard, not that being a lifeguard's bad, but you could be a lifeguard on a beach where hardly anybody goes and you'll have minimal problems. You sit in the chair, collect some sun, get some vitamin D, zero problems. But does that serve the man or woman you want to be? Oh, if you don't get in a relationship, you can't fight with someone if you're not in one, you can avoid the problems. But do you want to be alone? Do you want a better life? Of course you do. You wouldn't be listening to the Own Your Future podcast. If you do, then you need to handle bigger problems. It's not about problems go away. Don't wish that. Wish that you become better so you can handle bigger problems. The bigger problems you solve, the bigger results and success that you have. Most people aren't willing to handle bigger problems, so they back up and they find comfort in the size problems they have. I want to tell you something. The problems I felt to make my first $1,000 on a real estate deal didn't feel any different than when I closed a $20 million real estate deal. The problems I had when I sold my first course compared to partnering with Matthew McConaughey and Tony and doing 2.4 million people in a day, the problems feel the same. So if you're gonna have problems, why not solve bigger ones? Most people aren't willing to play in that game and you'll realize how much further you can get ahead. So don't wish for less problems. Wish to get better so you can handle bigger ones. Here's how I handle problems. Number one, it's very tactical. What's a immediate possible solution? When the problem comes up, I convert my brain to, instead of saying why, whose fault is this, how could this happen to me, to hey, it's here, what's some possible solutions? And I start writing them down. What are possible solutions? They're not all going to be right, and don't overthink them, just start writing them down. What are the pros and cons of each of those possible solutions? This will fix it, but I compromise this. Oh, this will fix it, but it won't work in this area. Pros and cons. So first, what are the possible solutions? What are the pros and cons? And then I really mess with myself by saying, what's the worst thing that'll happen if I don't solve this? Now, most of the time, the worst case scenario is not that bad, but you just don't want it to happen. So I will literally write down, if I don't solve this problem, I won't grow. I won't get the end result. I won't impact people. And I write it down, but usually it's not like I'm dying. I'm not going bankrupt. I'm not going to live on the streets. My kids will be okay. So when you look at the worst, it's not that bad, but you don't want to be there. And then on the opposite side, I write down, what is the best outcome if I do solve this problem? What is the best outcome if I do solve this problem? That gives you the juice. That hits you in the heart. That's the emotion to move forward. That's the compelling future that everybody teaches, and we all need it. I also will write down, what if I ignore it? Some people's answer to a problem is to ignore it. How's that worked out for you? Really think about it. How's ignoring a situation? How about ignoring the problem in a relationship for a decade? How about ignoring how much you hate your job for a half a decade? Probably seems like 50 years. How about ignoring the conversation you have to have with a significant other or a coworker or a partner or an employee or an employer? When you ignore it, does it just fade away into bliss and happiness? No, it grows on the inside and it becomes uglier. And then you go home and you're not as happy and you kick the dog. No, please don't kick a dog. You know what I'm saying? It grows. So how has ignoring your problem ever served you? It never has. So you never ignore it. And then out of all of that, imagine creating a new mindset and a culture that when stuff goes sideways, you don't have to appreciate it. You don't have to love it. You don't want to wish it upon yourself. But I promise you, problems are going to continue to happen. We want bigger ones. We want to focus on solutions. We want to focus on the pros and cons of those solutions. We want to focus on the best case scenario, the worst case scenario. We know we don't want to ignore it. And when all that comes together, guess what? We can write down what we learned. You see, how we grow as humans is to mess up. is to fail, is to go through problems. But instead of letting it freeze you or retreat or go backwards and go sit your butt on a chair and be a lifeguard in a place where there's nobody swimming. I know that was a silly story. But instead of doing that, what can we learn? Because if we identify it, if we learn from it, the next time we won't go down that same path. Could we fail again? Could we have problems again? Yes. And the more you fail faster, the more you address problems quicker, the more your brain becomes filled with wisdom, the knowledge, the failures, the success, the problems. It all comes together and all of a sudden you have an instinct and a gut feeling to move forward, and that gut feeling will win every time. But you don't get a gut feeling until you address the problems, you go through the failures, you come out on the other side, because your next level lives on the other side of the problem, on the other side of the fear. Jesse was such a great example of that in his personal life with his daughter Brooklyn, in his business. I hope you had the chance to listen to it. If you haven't, or watch it, if you're watching on YouTube, go watch it now. Again, thanks for being a part of the Own Your Future podcast. Subscribe, follow, like, share it with a friend. We'll see you next week.